Okay, Moments for Moms, we're going to talk about emotional intelligence today. And I know it's a big buzzword, there's a lot of research going on about it, and I think it's interesting for us wives because we've talked about temperament differences, we've talked about differences between the sexes. I mean, you would probably think that you're smarter than your husband if you're the one that manages the home, but there's something called an emotional intelligence that I think is really helpful if we think about it. You know, women tend to be more emotional, and we rise and fall with the hormones. But with there's four different aspects to emotional intelligence that you can pretty much find out about men and women, and there is a little bit of difference across the board. One part of it is self-awareness. And I think we women tend to believe that we're very self-aware. We're aware of our cycle. We're aware of things that make us angry. But I know personally that I have a lot of blind spots. So does my husband. So then there's the other area of being able to manage our emotions. And on this part, we tend to not manage our emotions as well as we should. But you've also probably seen that your husbands have a hard time managing their emotions. Whereas we may lose it, they may lose it, or they may stuff it. But managing emotions is a problem for men and women, husbands and wives. We may lose it differently than others. Some of us may contain it better. But then there's the social skills. And I think a lot of this goes along with your temperament. But you may have a husband that is more introverted, and he may do very well in the office setting because he may have great social skills for whatever job that he's suited for. Whereas you might be more of an introvert or more of an extrovert, but you may have developed social skills or not that great of social skills. And the fourth part of this emotional intelligence has to do with empathy, and that's really what I wanted to talk about today. Because we women would think we're more empathetic. We're more empathetic with our children. We nurse them, we bear them, we know when they've got a look on their face, how they're feeling. We tend to be more intuitive with our husbands. We look at them and know how they're feeling. So we think we're very empathetic, but there's a few ways that empathy works together. One is there's cognitive empathy, to be able to look and diagnose what that person is going through. And that's not necessarily a male or a female trait. And then there is the emotional empathy, which we pretty rock at. I mean, we usually feel the pain of our children. We feel the pain of somebody else, another woman especially, who's in pain. But then there's also empathy that moves towards action. It's empathetic concern. It's moving from the emotional empathy to being able to do something about it. And the researchers show that women are better at the emotional empathy. We feel the pain, but the problem is we get stuck there. And men can diagnose a person's pain, and then they quickly turn it off and start figuring out what to do about it. So this is one of the things that can drive us so crazy about our husbands, because we want them to be empathetic with us and to stay there because we're staying there. We don't want somebody to diagnose the problem and get it fixed, but both are beneficial. Over the past week, I've been struggling with my own emotions, just depression that goes along with this time of year. And I've been so out of touch with why I feel the way I feel. I've been frightened, and nobody really is able to help me because I can't even explain what it is that I'm feeling except for the fact that I cry a lot. And I just don't have any drive to do anything. And so I've been thinking about this whole idea of intelligence along with the emotional intelligence, and I've decided I'm pretty stupid. You know, I'm not that self-aware. Several things have been suggested that I suggest to you. One is to take the time to acknowledge what it is that you're feeling. And a lot of people will say, write it down. You know, am I feeling angry? Okay, I'm angry, but is that really what it is? Is it depression under that? And then diagnose that. And then also recognize that it's normal to go up and down with your emotions. So take the time to stop, but instead of driving through, I just keep on going because I don't want to take the time to look at it. And then also realize that there needs to be a balance. Our emotions have a place, but we also need to realize that we need to come to the point where we say, okay, enough of that. Now I'm going to be moving towards diagnosing what needs to be done. And the last thing that I would say is that there's a kind of wisdom that can only come from God that enables us to understand how emotions fit with what should be done and to be able to know what is best for the certain situation.